If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
Kindly bring you Kaya Biz this week. Zinga Kundas here. Yesterday we spoke about companies, for example, delisting from the JSE, but there's also a lot of mergers and acquisitions happening in the world of business.
A very good morning, Seizwe, the Seize the World team, and our Kaya 959 listeners. So chocolate company Ferrero, which owns Kinder Joy and Ferrero Rocher, is reportedly interested in buying cereal firm Kellogg's. Reports of that takeover have seen shares in Kellogg's going up by more than 50%. Now, if that deal goes through, Ferrero will spend about $3 billion, or around 51 billion rands, for that purchase.
Oh, wow. Something else is interesting, specifically in South Africa. I don't know if you've seen. There was a graphic that circulated earlier on this week about the highest grossing movie stars. And the only person who's not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I don't know if you watch Marvel movies, was Tom Cruise.
I don't.
Right? But generally speaking, you are not the only person who's not watching movies in South Africa. Very few people have been. But now there's a drive to try and get them back.
Movies.
Yeah, just not Marvel ones.
I just don't watch Marvel. Yeah, correct.
Okay. So how do we get people back into theaters then?
Yeah, so some large South African companies are partnering with a cinema group to try and offer a 50% discount to moviegoers. As you said, Cesar, many people no longer go to the movies. That's mostly attributed to the higher cost of living and salaries not keeping up with inflation, meaning there's less money to spend on outings. I think also because it's winter. But despite that, Cinema Group New Metro is planning on expanding their cinemas, and they're going to give that 50% discount and hoping to bring people back into the movies. Let's take a quick look at the markets now. Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you know, the reason I said shame is when I was younger, I used to love going to movies, but yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, my daughter and I go to the movies quite a lot, and she goes with her dad as well. But, you know, we're watching those like under 10 movies. So I'm suffering in the cartoon space. But let's take a look at the markets quickly. U.S. markets extended gains at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 0.5%. The S&P 500 up 0.6%. And the Nasdaq Composite Index also higher at 0.9%. When we go to Asia, markets there mainly higher in early morning trade. Hong Kong's Hang Seng trading flat. Japan's Nikkei falling 0.6%. And the mainland Shanghai composite up 0.4% though. The JSE was mixed at the closing bell. The All Share Index ending flat at 97,230. In the last hour, the rand trading at 17 rand and 79 cents to the dollar, 24 rand and 18 cents to the pound sterling, and 20 rand and 87 cents to the euro. Bitcoin trading at around $111,189. And finally, taking a look at commodities, Seizwe, gold's at $3,318 an ounce, platinum at $1,342 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil at $70.25. I leave it there for now. I'll see you at 6 p.m. on Kaya Biz tonight.
Thank you very much, Zinga Kunta there, bringing Kaya Biz this entire week.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.